We gather here today to go over the commandments. No, not Mom and Dad's commandments. Millennial commandments. This was trending yesterday on Twitter, hashtag millennial commandments. And it's kind of a parody off of the Ten Commandments from the Bible. And it got us thinking, like, well, what would we have if we had our own here? You can also join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. Alex, let's kick it off with you. What would a millennial commandment be?
Thou shalt not send naked pictures with your face in it if you're going to send them at all. Obviously 18 and up.
Wow, that is very important. I love that commandment. We're off to a great start.
Liv, what would a commandment be from you?
Thou shalt not like anything on social media while you are on your friend's phone.
Yes. Okay. Producer Porkchop, go ahead and add to this list here for the millennial commandments.
Thou shalt never get out of educational debt.
That is true and sad. God, yes.
That is sad but true.
I just applied for a forbearance. Do you know what that is?
That means like a delay of the payment?
Yeah, they said I could forbear 36 months, and I've forbeared two. So.
Hey, you know you can do what Joe and I did, do radio, no college. Hey! Woo, high five.
Honestly, my dumb ass got a scholarship. I got a scholarship for radio.
To a special like radio
school.
Arty school.
Because otherwise that $12,000 it would have cost, I'd still be paying that off.
Yep.
This one right here is a very, very important one for millennial men. Thou shall not shave thy face.
Just beard it up?
You have to grow a beard, yes. Do not cut it off. Let's go to Jamie. Hey, Jamie, thanks for calling us at 833-JOE-ALEX. What is your millennial commandment?
My millennial commandment would be, thou shalt not drunk text.
It's a very important one.
Now, is this something that you've had somebody go against you, or have you done this yourself and brought shame to your name?
If I'm being honest, I think everybody has done it at least once, and we have found the other side not very appealing. So I think it should be safe for everyone to say that it should just be a commandment. It should not happen. Thou shalt not drunk text.
What's worse, thou drunk texting or thou drunk dialing?
Oh my goodness. I would say texting is worse because
1,000%
you can always say,
go back and
you
read
butt dialed.
Exactly. You can always say that you butt dialed if you drunk call. Also, a lot of millennials don't leave voicemails. So if you're drunk, you're probably not going to leave a voicemail, but there's record proof of those drunk texts on your phone.
That's true. The voice and the tone of, hey, Liv.
But sometimes it gives you more courage, though. When you drunk text, maybe you're like...
No, drunk texting is never a good idea.
Maybe you'll finally confess your love for that person you love.
Yeah, and then it's embarrassing and it's just awkward. I also have another one.
What else do you have?
Thou shalt not go without charger.
Oh, that's true.
Always have your phone charger.
I love how most of these have to do with your phone, which is a sad reality of millennials.
I feel like with Liv, this one would be a good one. Thou shall not eat Tide Pods.
Yep.
That's very important right there. Thou shall only post selfies with filters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do this one all the time. Thou shall Instagram it before eating it.
Don't do it or do it.
No, you need to. If you don't take a picture, then like, why even eat it?
Was it even there if there wasn't a picture of it?
Can I make an amendment to the filters one?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we're trying to put this together.
Thou shalt not take a selfie without a filter unless it's the dog filter. Thou shalt not post a selfie with the stupid dog filter.
I can't stand that.
Oh my gosh, so irritating.
And final one here. Thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father's basement.